Hello and welcome to PCC Voices, the show where we listen and talk with you, the students of Pasadena City College. PCC Voices strives to connect the thoughts and ideas of your fellow students with the world surrounding us. So relax and listen in. PCC Voices, bringing campus and community together. Only on LanceradioNetwork.org.
Hello and welcome to PCC Voices, the show where we bring you, the students of Pasadena City College, and your voices together with the community around us. I'm your co-host, Clark Crane.
I'm Beth Bloom.
And I'm Philip Figueroa.
And today we have a great show for you. We're going to start off with first some student interviews and then a wonderful guest that we have for you. Let's hear about him.
Yeah, so today's show is focused on careers in media. We walked around the campus and talked to students taking classes in a variety of media fields. We asked them about their motivations and career aspirations. And finally, most importantly, asked them to tell us some of the most pressing questions they'd have from professionals in the field. We were able to take those questions to someone in the field.
We were very, very fortunate to interview Doug Johnson, which happens to be the Vice President of Technology and Operations for Southern California Public Radio. He's a PCC faculty member since 1998, and he's guided many of our students through KPC's internship application, encouraging students he meets in the program to apply.
All right, let's get to the student interviews. This is Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live 24/7 from the beautiful campus of Pasadena City College, LancerRadioNetwork.org.
All right, so the format of this show is, first off, we walk around the campus, we get the students' perspective. Today is a show on careers in media. We were able to speak to a number of students who are taking TVR 12, which is Introduction to Announcing and Performance. Is that right, Philip?
That's correct.
Okay, thanks for getting me there. We talked to Kaylin Johnson. We talked to Kyle Wilcox. Also, we got some comment from Jose DePaz, and also spoke to some students who are taking some other media classes on campus, including Skippy.
Smitty.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Well, the first question that we asked them is, with so many different roles and jobs in the media, we wanted to know, what's their interest, in front of or behind the microphone? And we know that there are some people that start in one area and move to the others, but there's certainly some that have a clear drive where they know they really want to be in front of the camera, or they know they want to control the show and do all the things behind. And we have so many opportunities here at PCC to learn and practice both. Let's hear what the students said.
Definitely in front. I would see myself more being in front of the camera. It's easy to talk, it's easy to convey ideas, and it just feels better on the front end of it.
Both. I really want to develop a habit of being willing to be in front of a camera, but I also really like being in the background of it. That's why the TV operations comes in. That's why I'm doing both broadcast journalism and TV operations. I realized I like being in front of the camera. I'm an attention seeker, but I also like being able to be low-key at the same time.
So as interviewing all these students, we pretty much have come to the conclusion that most of everybody wants to be in front of the camera, and everybody that's taking classes here at PCC wants to really attain skills as well as performance enhancement to be able to be in front of the camera and actually be successful in the entertainment industry.
All right, yeah, so we heard a little bit about what students want to do. Now, we also wanted to find out why. What's their motivation for doing the thing that they do? Is it that they saw someone on television that they want to emulate? We obviously know a lot of these students like to talk. So what was their motivation? What's the thing that drove them to do what they're studying right now?
And these stories are great because there's always different inspirations that people have, and we don't know where they're going to come from. And it's always fascinating to see what was that key thing that pushed them over the edge to decide, I'm going this way.
I think it'd be really fun to be a game show host.
I realized I should be going for something that I love. And one thing I absolutely love is watching TV. And I was like, you know what? Let me just make some TV. I'd love to do that.
I've been sort of doing some freelance branching and like live broadcasts. I wouldn't consider it like a podcast, but it's more along the lines of like, I play video games a lot. So then Twitch streaming is kind of hand in hand, just like a hobby of mine that would be fun to do in the later line, but we'll just kind of see how it plays out.
All right, so obviously we've learned that there's a lot of different places that students are coming from, different motivations that inspired them to pursue the career that they're doing. Now they're here at PCC looking for some practical training, looking for some next steps of what to do. So we ask them what courses they're taking, how they're going about collecting the knowledge to take it to that next step.
I'm taking a TBR 2A. I'm intending on doing the video production certificate.
I'm currently taking an introduction to electronic media, kind of getting a better understanding of like how media is spread online. And then a lot of just my overall just communications courses on like how to deliver a message, how to make sure like you're conveying what you want to convey has kind of really helped as far as like putting that information in the right like context.
Most of the classes, actually, I think all of the classes I've taken are TVR classes. I've taken TVR 7 and I've taken TVR 107. I'm taking TVR 107 now. I'm taking TVR 04, which is also an editing class, as well as single remote camera filming. And I'm taking TVR 12 for, announcing and performance in front of, in front of cameras and in front of a mic.
So next we asked our students, what are some of the questions that they have? If they could talk with a professional in the business and they have this moment where they could see, get some of their knowledge, and says, what would they ask to a professional? And this was a great opportunity. And so let's hear some of the things that the students would like to know.
My biggest concern is an oversaturation in the market, because it's very easy for anyone with a computer or anyone with like a decent microphone off Amazon to kind of get not a foot in the door, but like have a presence. And then establishing a community and establishing like a following is the big, like, I would say, roadblock that most people kind of run into. So that's my usual concern.
I definitely want to learn more about what it takes to make a movie, like the video production end of it. So I'd love to talk to a director or a producer one-on-one.
Maybe I'd ask what got them started in it and see what their inspiration is and see if that helps me understand what my inspiration is in it as well.
What consistently keeps like driving you towards this career? Because anybody can come up with an alternative as like what not to do something, but what would be the driving force to keep you in it?
That was amazing. It's so great to hear the voices of the students here at PCC and what they want to do. But then we had a great opportunity where we got to talk with one of the professors here at PCC who has also been in the industry for decades. So let's load up this interview with
Doug Johnson. He's Vice President of Southern California Public Radio and fortunate enough to be in his class. He's the teacher and faculty member of the media performance classes here in PCC.
My name's Doug Johnson. I'm the Vice President of Technology and Operations for Southern California Public Radio that manages several radio services in Southern California, but most notably KPCC, which the call letters indicate the relationship with Pasadena City College. And I also teach there for the past 30 years in the television radio department, specifically radio audio production.
Super. Can you quickly maybe give us the PCC-KPCC connection? I know it's not.
So KPCC started on the Pasadena City College campus way back in the mid-50s, largely as an engineering experience with broadcast transmitters, which they had one donated from a local radio station in Pasadena. And in the 60s, they developed a curriculum around that transmitter. And eventually in the 1970s, they became an NPR affiliate, about 1974. And then they got serious about the broadcast curriculum and the broadcasting itself, and managed and operated KPCC, which at the time was called KPCS, Pasadena City Schools. And then in the 80s, they renamed it KPCC. And long story short, in about the 1990s, they decided they wanted to get out of the radio business for several reasons. For most notably, is it was extremely expensive to change from all analog to all digital. And so they originally were going to sell the station, and then they realized they had a real valuable asset, decided to look around for a strategic partner that they might lease the operation to, and they settled on American Public Media, which at the time was called Minnesota Public Radio. So the college still owns the license to KPCC. A lot of people are surprised to find that out. And we have Southern California Public Radio, have a lease option with the college to run the radio station on their behalf. And that goes right now through 2025, which then we'll look to renew, I imagine.
So talking about that connection, so there's a lot of now students that are at Pasadena City College that are looking into going into careers in radio and that know of the connection and such. And so do you have any steering guidelines, like specific majors or classes that they should take if they would like to go into that career?
A couple of things. If I were going to give advice today, it would be starkly different than advice from 20 years ago, where radio and broadcasting was a very clear-cut profession. These days, there's a blending of technologies that kind of all have merged together, audio, video, performance, music. And these days, I would say you need to be at least exposed to all of those different types of technologies and pretty proficient at a few of those. So there's no longer a strict engineer, no longer a strict producer, no longer a strict journalist. They all have to have blended talents. And the more talents you have, the more versatile you are, but the more employable you are. So for example, we get journalists right out of journalism school who we call them backpack journalists. They just reach into their bag of goods and can take video, can shoot off Twitter, can post to the internet, can post to streaming audio, and create a radio story. So they're multimedia experts, not just radio or television experts. So I would start with that discussion for a student who was thinking they wanted to go into a media career.
What inspired you to get into this?
Well, so that's a long story, but the short version is it scratched two itches that I had in college, which was I love music of all types, and I like messing around with equipment and technology. And in the mid-70s, there weren't a whole lot of professions that allowed you to pursue both of those, and I stumbled into the radio program at PCC, and I thought, this is great. I can do music radio shows, which I did for 20 years, and also play with equipment and new gear all the time, and that fascinated me. And it was like, there are times even to this day where I think, I can't believe I'm getting paid for this. So that's what attracted me to it. Nowadays, there's lots of different careers that would allow you to do those same two things. So all sorts of entertainment arts related to computers, for example, where you do music and graphic and technology. So these days I probably would have gone into that profession, but at the time there wasn't a whole lot of choices.
That's a good follow-up to one of the questions when we were interviewing students that they had is how to, like, continuing career, like, what are the futures? And looking at, like, what you just said, like, what kept you going in the career is that there's so many different options and directions that you can go. And do you see that continuing?
I do. It's funny, my students might not remember this, but at the beginning of every class, I tell them I work in the antiquated art of radio broadcast, and that often people go, radio, you know, who works in that anymore? That's so old-fashioned. But the reality is 98% of the people that I work with work in audio production or audio-related technologies that are still embraced everywhere you look these days. So the only part that makes it radio is there's a transmitter and a radio receiver. And there are people that work on that specific part of our technology, but even those people spend a greater portion of their time supporting facilities, infrastructure, IT systems, all the audio production systems. So the jobs are still there. The way we distribute the audio and video is different, but there's still plenty of jobs. So I'm not too worried about the future of people that are taking classes at PCC. What I would, if I were going to give the curriculum a piece of advice, it'd be you need to retool the way you're marketing the program to people who don't think of radio and television as a meaningful career, and they should retool it to something like multimedia applications or something like that, that resonates with somebody who's growing up in a completely immersive digital technology.
What's up? It's Jay Robles from Lancer Radio. Want to know why I like Pasadena City College? I like PCC because everyone is super friendly and kind, and the campus itself has great vibes. PCC is where you want to be next semester. We are always welcoming new Lancers.
And welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is PCC Voices here at Pasadena City College. And today we're talking about entertainment in the media. I'm your co-host, Clark Crane.
I'm Beth Bloom.
I'm Philip Figueroa. And we were just listening to Doug Johnson, Vice President of Southern California Public Radio, Technology and Operations Officer, as well as PCC faculty member.
And we're coming at you with a show about careers in media.
You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at lancerradionetwork.org.
You mentioned, I think you called it backpack students.
Mm-hmm. Backpack journalists.
Backpack journalists. Mm-hmm. One of the questions we got from students was about an oversaturation in the market and knowing now kind of anybody can start a podcast or start this sort of career and sort of how do you differentiate or what's an inspiration for somebody seeing that there's a ton of other people doing the same thing, how they might stand out.
Well, yes, that's true. Anybody can record their band or their guitar, or anybody can make a YouTube video, but you're right now there's this wild west of podcasting going on, but you're also seeing major companies getting into that game and swallowing up the smaller production companies that are doing podcasting. And in the next 5-10 years, you'll see the pendulum swing down in the middle, where if there's money to be made, there's going to be professional organizations that are going to swoop in and dominate that area. And sure, you can crowd the internet with all kinds of music and all kinds of videos, but we've all seen good videos, we've all seen good audio, we've all heard it, we know what it is when we see it, and we've seen a lot of schlock. And sure, you can post it and you can create it, but it doesn't mean you can sell it. And so it's that monetization that's going to drive the media market. So eventually those companies are going to be hiring the people that can do high-level, high-quality work. It's no different than, you can look at the history of any kind of media, and eventually it weeds out to a professional organization, and that's kind of happening right now.
It's like how many great filmmakers got started working for Roger Corman,
yeah,
just to get work and to learn the craft, but then had to really learn exactly how to do it at a high quality level.
Right.
So going into that, you've been at PCC for so long and here at KPCC, do you have some success stories from transfer from people that started at PCC and then moved on to other programs?
So I often tour PCC students through here from different classes and some of the instructors. And in fact, I did a tour for retired PCC instructors about 3 months ago or so. And I think they were shocked at how many people I pointed out that work here that came through the program. We have a guaranteed internship program. And by guaranteed, I mean contractually with the college that we would do anywhere from 6 to 12 PCC student internships a year. So, and I am the person that writes that report every year, and then our CEO presents it to the Board of Trustees at Pasadena City College. So I'm always on the lookout for good interns, and I will find them and I'll recruit them, or other instructors at PCC will say, I think I have a really good person for you. And we'll bring them over here and interview them and place them into an experience. And the upside for that for me, especially in the engineering, is that it's like our AAA program for creating a good broadcast engineer. After 6 months or a year, it's like, wow, you're so good. We don't want to lose you. So I would say operationally about 80% of our employees are former PCC students. There are other students in other parts of the company, but predominantly because operations is a kind of a black and white career. Either you can do this or you can't. It's not based on talent or, you know, I think you're funny, but you don't kind of a thing. So it's easier to spot a really good audio engineer. And whereas content, that gets a little bit more complicated. Usually you have to have a track record of success. I think that answers your question. But yeah, there's a lot of people that we have here that have worked at Pasadena City. In fact, the engineer that's recording us was a PCC student.
You've given some good advice to students. Can you recall a good piece of advice that you received early on or through your career?
Well, the best piece of advice I got, which I didn't know it at the time, was I didn't know what I wanted to do professionally, and so I went to PCC like a lot of people do. Stumbled around for a year or two, accidentally happened to walk by the radio station, which was at the time on the bottom floor of C building, and remember thinking, what's going on in there? That looked interesting to me, and kind of snooped into it, and then took some classes, and it opened this whole area I didn't even know existed. The best piece of advice I got is after I got my two-year AA degree and a couple of certificates as well, I didn't know what I wanted to do yet next. And one of the professors there said, you should get your four-year degree. You're so close. It only has two more years to go. You'll never regret it. And I thought, oh, okay. So I did that. And the four-year degree I got was in journalism, of all things. But I fairly quickly knew I didn't want to be a journalist because I was working with journalists, and I thought, I am not wired like you guys. They are wired tight. And anybody that works in broadcasting and news organization will know what I mean by that. But what the four-year degree did for me is, you know, I was working as a studio engineer and then working with board ops and then began to manage them. And what I realized, what the four-year degree at the time, remember this is in the early 80s, meant a lot, carried a lot of weight. So opportunities that came available outside of the skills I had, technical skills, were afforded to me because of the degree. So it opened up doors that I didn't know I was going to want to walk through at the time. But now I look back and think, thank God I did that.
And just as a quick follow-up, what was your first actual job in the industry?
My first actual radio job was working for KMPC, which at the time was owned by Gene Autry, the singing cowboy. And he owned both the Anaheim Angels. And at the time, the Rams football team was playing in Anaheim before they moved to St. Louis and now back to L.A. And a friend of mine had a job doing the sports engineering for the Angels and the Rams. But there's a part of the season where both teams play. So he got me the job working at KMPC part-time doing the Rams radio broadcast from Anaheim. And when the Anaheim, and it was kind of hokey, when the Rams went on the road, the announced team at the time didn't go with them. They went to the studio in Hollywood, watched the game, and pretended like they were there and called the game for the radio audience. And we even had this bogus crowd track that we played underneath, and if a touchdown was scored, we had to, you know, basically simulate that we were really there, even though we were in Hollywood.
That's great. And what was your role there?
I was doing the board op engineering for that, inserting the commercials and mixing the talent and getting yelled at by prima donnas. Whoops, cut that part out.
What are your favorite aspects of your job today?
I've been here longer than anybody else. So one of the upsides to that is I get to do a lot of things, a lot of different things. The downside is I get a lot of different things added to my job title because I've been here long enough. It doesn't seem like much when you just add a little bit more to it. So I manage the production team. So the people that you saw in here do voiceover. And a couple times a month, they'll give me a piece of copy that I get to read and voice and put on the air. And even after all these years, hearing myself on the radio is still satisfying, I have to say. It's made us a little egotistical, but it's fun to hear yourself on the radio. For me, anyways. Yeah.
I guess as right now, is there anything that we haven't asked you that you wish we would have asked you?
You didn't ask me what I hate most of all about my job.
It's on our list.
Is that right? So I've managed a long time and I've gotten pretty good at it, but people management is challenging because there's a tendency to early on in a management career to want to manage everybody how you want to be managed. So you kind of come up with this singular style, and what you realize is that singular style will work with some people, but not everybody. So it takes a while to get the experience and knowledge to sort of realize how do you want to be managed. And then, of course, there's always the inevitable friction that people have working with each other every day. And finding good employees and trying to get rid of bad employees. I think most people would prefer not to do it. Why do people go into management? Of course, usually pays more. allows you to climb up to decision-making positions, but it's not, you know, it's not all glory. There's a lot of sleepless nights that go along with it.
Yeah, I guess so. That makes us think of sort of this creative end and then the logistical end and this management end too. Would you have any advice for people who maybe aren't as comfortable with those kind of relationship management skills, or what have you found helpful in the part of your job that you...
Well, so management isn't for everybody. It's interesting. People generally are attracted by the title and the pay that goes with management, but I've met many of people who are like... And even in this company to this day, a lot of reporters will go into becoming an editor, which would be the next management step. So they're working on their interests, on their stories. And then as an editor, they're now editing stories of other reporters, and they're no longer doing what drew them to the art. And I would say half of them, if not more, end up going back to being reporters because they don't want to manage other people. They rather just think about what they want to do, which I understand.
This has been wonderful. I really appreciate it. I think we've hit our time here. Anyone else? Anything else you wanted to say? Or?
No, this has been fun. I don't get to talk much radio anymore.
Mm. Yeah. Well, great.
Thank you so much for the time and the opportunity. And this has been, I know, really exciting for the three of us to get this chance and to be in such a legendary place and to really be part of the whole process. And
oh, my pleasure. Yeah, it's nice having you here.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. That was a fantastic interview. And there goes our inaugural show of PCC Voices. Guys, what'd you think?
I thought it was great. I enjoyed walking around the campus, talking to students, getting their different perspectives, where they came from, where they're going. And for me personally, interviewing Doug Johnson was amazing. We got to conduct the interview from the KPCC studio, so that was a dream come true for me, I know.
I really enjoyed being at KPCC and being able to see what the future can hold for any one of us, including PCC students, and I hope to be there in the future date.
And there's nothing like doing a show about the future in entertainment and living the dream ourselves as we have our first show. And once again, this was PCC Voices. I'm your co-host, Clark Crane.
I'm Beth Bloom.
I'm Philip Figueroa. And we interviewed Doug Johnson, Vice President of Operations and Technology for Southern California Public Radio, as well as PCC faculty member.
And heard a bunch about careers in media.
This is Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live 24/7 from the beautiful campus of Pasadena City College, lancerradionetwork.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Lancer Radio Net. Like what you're hearing? Like us on Facebook at Lancer Radio.
Have an idea to share? Tweet us your story, ideas, and comments to @LancerRadioNet and have your voice heard only on lancerradionetwork.org.